Listen, it's still going to take us a few minutes to do an adequate sound check. I know that it's cold out there, it's cold up here too, but I want to make sure that what we do for you sounds like music and not like noise. So if you'll be patient, I'll try and make this as entertaining as possible as we get the sound balance. Now, how close are we to taking a level on the roof? Can you hear that out there?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jay Migliori. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, customer number two, Mike Altschul. Just let me know when it gets out there.
You want it now?
Okay. Ray Reed. That ain't Ray Reed. It's Charles hooked up. Charles Owen. Alright. Joanne McNabb. Can you hear that? Okay. Earl Dumbler. That's not very loud, is it? Get Earl louder. Play some more. Okay, good. Jerry Kessler. Keep playing, Jerry. Keep playing, Jerry. Can you hear him yet? Okay, let's check the brass microphones and then we'll come back to Ray Reed. Malcolm McNabb. Sal Marquez. Tom Malone. Test your front mic, Tom. Okay, Bruce Fowler. Glenn with two N's, Ferris.
What's that, Brian?
Kenny Liquid Delight Schroyer. Ray, are you hooked up yet? Okay, still not hooked up. Let's see. Let's try Tony Duran. Can you hear that? Okay, Dave Parlato on bass. Is that getting out there? All right. Yes, no?
No!
Yes, okay. All right, now Ian Underwood.
I won.
Try some more. All right, now we're going to try the percussion section and see if that's working. Tom, you try a couple minutes? All right, this is Ruth Underwood on marimba. Okay, try the bongos and timbales. That's good. Temple blocks. More on the temple blocks. More. Try the piccolo snare and field drum. That's okay. Okay, try the concert bass drum. No. the knob on the mixer for the bass drum. So I'm all playing. Let's increase that channel a little bit. Okay, you hear the vibes. Are the vibes audible out there? No? Can you hear the vibes yet? Okay, try the congas. Relax. Timpani. Can you hear the timpani? Well, turn them up then. Is that audible yet? More?
Yes!
Does that sound like a kettle drum to you? Well, it sort of does. The gong. Can you hear the gong? Sure, we didn't forget anybody up here. Jim Gordon on drums. Let's see if he's coming out.
Hey!
Is that loud enough? More? Boost that up, Paul. More on the kick drum. That's not too bad. Okay, can I get an E? Yeah, get Ray. Try. Can you hear that? That's Ray Reed, and there he is live in person. Thank you. right, the last thing we're going to do before we play is have everybody hit an A up here and see if you're in tune. Woodwind instruments and stick them in this temperature, they have a tendency to fluctuate in pitch. We hope that this stays in tune throughout the performance. We'll check periodically. Meanwhile, the name of this song is Big Swifty.
Thank you.
Peccary, which is a story of Gregory, who is a nocturnal, gregarious wild swine, and he's part of an endangered species that ranges somewhere between Texas and Paraguay, sometimes as far west as Catalina, although that might not mean too much to you. A peccary is a little pig about this big that they chop up and make gloves out of. This pig happens to work at a place called Big Swifty and Associates, which is the trendmonger establishment that services the entire earth. And Gregory is a copywriter at this place, and it's his job to invent trends to be inflicted on bored, miserable people everywhere. One of the things that Gregory has invented for your edification is the calendar, which happens in the second movement. After he invents the calendar, and everybody has a good time with it at the office, having birthday parties and standing around the water cooler and taking their birth control pills with it, in the third movement, Gregory is attacked by a rage of hunchmen through the short forest on his way home from the office. The hunchmen do not wish to know how old they are, and they are protesting the existence of the calendar. In the fourth movement, which is subtitled The New Brown Clouds, Gregory, mystified by the attack of the hunchmen, decides to find out what's going on by inquiring from the greatest philosopher known to mankind, whose name is Quentin Albert de Nameland. There's no narration provided with the presentation that we're going to do now, although it was originally designed that way, so you'll just have to sort of imagine how the proceedings are going to go. In the first movement, Gregory is waking up and being sung to by the posters on his wall, and also driving through traffic, and I'll try and put some other information in between as we go along. Come on, Gregory is about to invent the calendar. He was just attacked by the Hunchman. Now it's time for the brown clouds.
Yeah. Thank you.
The Dog Breath Variations and the Uncle Meat theme song.
Thank you. Stuart Hall.
This is a note to the sound man. Bruce Fowler is going to play the solo in this. Thank you. Goodbye.
Let's take care of the dressing room, please. Frank Sullivan and the Hotlap Orchestra. As you know, we unfortunately don't have time for more. We're going to change...